All right, so get this. Today we are diving into something pretty unique. It's this fan-made video called Jokey the General.txt,
Yeah.
and it's weird. Like, it mashes up the Smurfs with like seriously dark humor and a bunch of twists you won't see coming. So
Yeah.
you're probably thinking Smurfs,
Instant.
really?
Yeah.
But trust me on this, okay? That's actually what makes this whole thing so interesting to, to dive into. We are going to figure out why this video even exists, what makes it tick, why it's gotten so popular, and what it might tell us about like internet humor today and fan culture.
Well, what's interesting is that it really plays on our familiarity with the Smurfs, right? I mean, we all have this pretty clear image of them, like as these cute, lovable little creatures, harmless, right? And this video, oh man, it just completely shatters that image.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, right away, right from the intro, it's like the creator, whoever they are, just took a sledgehammer to our childhood memories.
Yeah.
Gargamel just casually runs over Brainy
Oh,
Smurf.
yeah. And then you've got Azrael the cat, like making all these snarky comments. It's this crazy, chaotic collage of Smurf imagery, right?
Right.
But then it's set to this, like, heavy, almost industrial soundtrack.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what did you think about that opening? Like, was it just shock value, or was there something more going on there?
I mean, it's definitely meant to like grab your attention right off the bat.
Yeah.
But I think it's more than just shock, Think about the editing, for example.
Okay, yeah.
It's so fast-paced, frantic almost, which I think actually mirrors how we experience sensory overload online.
Oh, interesting.
It's like the video's reflecting or even mimicking how we consume content today. Everything's just coming at you all at once.
Yeah, that's a good point. And then just when you think you've got a handle on things,
Yeah.
in walks Toad Smurf.
Yeah.
And he is not your typical Smurf.
He is not.
Mullet, prison jumpsuit, thick Aussie accent. I mean, talk about visual dissonance.
Right. It's like, where did he come from?
Yeah. It's like he was beamed in from a completely different universe. Exactly. And it's that jarring contrast that makes him so funny, right?
Yeah.
But it also signals, like immediately, that he's going to disrupt everything. The other Smurfs, they represent this like idealized innocence.
Right.
And Toad is just the embodiment of everything that threatens that.
Yeah. And he wastes no time like making his presence known, right? Like barges into a Smurf house, kicks out the resident, tosses his kids out the window. It's almost a parody of, those stereotypical tough guy characters.
Oh, yeah.
But then, there's this unsettling edge to his humor. I don't know if you felt that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Like his catchphrase, "Don't get on my bad side, mate."
Yes.
That's a perfect example. At first, it almost seems comical.
Yeah.
But then, as the video goes on, it starts to take on this really menacing tone. And you start to realize this guy, he's not just messing around.
Right. Like at first I was laughing, but
Yeah.
then it was like, wait a minute, is this actually funny or is it
Yeah.
kind of terrifying? The video keeps you constantly off balance.
Constantly. And then there's Jokey. At first, it seems like his usual, mischievous self. But then something feels off.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's in the sound design. The way they use sound to kind of foreshadow Jokey's dot transformation, like those sticky footsteps. When he walks away after giving Papa Smurf that warning about his trick, it's subtle, but so effective. Suddenly, Jokey the prankster feels dangerous. Like a legit threat.
Yeah, it's like that moment in a horror movie when the music changes
Right.
and you know something bad is about to happen. Speaking of horror, let's talk about that scene in the kitchen.
Oh boy.
This is where things get really bizarre and unsettling. So, Toad's holding court in Papa Smurf's house.
Yeah.
Smurfette is, for some reason, totally drawn to him.
I know.
And Papa Smurf is completely powerless, can't do anything to stop it. What's going on there?
It's like the whole power dynamic of the Smurf world just gets flipped on its head. Papa Smurf, the wise leader, he's reduced to this whimpering mess. Toad just embodies this raw, aggressive kind of masculinity. And then Smurfette's reaction, that woo, when Toad's like threatening her father,
It's bizarre.
it's so unexpected. Like she's actually impressed by his brutality.
It's wild. It almost feels like the video is making fun of traditional gender roles, power structures, that sort of thing.
I think so
You
too.
know, the way Toad just dominates the space, the way Papa Smurf is like completely emasculated. It's all played for laughs, but there's definitely something darker going on underneath.
There's a subtext for sure. It makes you wonder, like, what's the creator really trying to say here? Are they commenting on toxic masculinity, maybe?
Yeah.
Or abuse of power?
That's a good point. And it's all wrapped up in this crude, over-the-top humor that's it's disturbing, but I couldn't look away. It's so compelling.
I know, right.
It's like, you know you probably should look away, but you just can't. But poor Papa Smurf, his ordeal isn't over yet. Things get even more interesting.
Yeah, so we see Papa Smurf looking for someplace to stay.
Okay.
You know, with that other Smurf that got kicked out.
Right, right.
And, you know, it's just like such a stark contrast, right?
Yeah.
To the cute little mushroom homes.
Oh, yeah, totally.
All colorful and bright. This place is like a rundown shack with graffiti everywhere.
Ugh, yuck. What kind of graffiti?
Oh, man, like El Gayo, FCKU Papa, you know, that kind of stuff.
Oh, wow. So Jokey's been busy.
Oh, yeah.
So Papa Smurf's lost his house. He's lost his authority.
Right.
Now he's like the target of this twisted art project.
Yeah, it's like the world he knew is just falling apart.
Totally.
And it's all because of Jokey. Like, he's not just a prankster anymore, is he?
No.
He's like this puppet master, pulling the strings.
Mm, controlling everyone. What happens inside the shack?
Well, Papa Smurf's really losing it.
Yeah.
Like, he's sobbing, muttering about Smurfette.
Oh.
And then Jokey shows up.
Uh-oh.
Does he say anything?
He does. But he doesn't confront Papa Smurf directly. It's actually really weird. He puts on this voice, like pretends to be Toad, taunting Papa Smurf about Smurfette.
Oh, jeez.
Like rubbing salt in the wound, you know?
That's brutal.
It's like psychological torture.
Yeah.
And he's using Toad to hurt Papa Smurf emotionally.
Wow. Yeah.
And the way he says it, there's this like, I don't know, gleefulness behind it. Chilling almost.
Yeah, like this is not the Jokey we all grew up
No, not at all. Like there's this real like sadistic side coming through.
Right.
And then you know what happens next.
Right.
Brick through the window.
No way.
Right in Papa Smurf's face.
Oh my God. That's too much.
I know. I winced when I saw that. Like it's not even funny anymore.
Yeah, it crosses the line from like slapstick to like something really dark.
Right. It's such a visceral image. Like,
yeah.
We're used to seeing the Smurfs in this, like, happy cartoon world.
Yeah.
To see Papa Smurf all bloodied, broken. It's just disturbing. Yeah, it makes you question everything you thought you knew about, like, childhood, innocence, all that.
Totally.
But what's so interesting to me is that it's still, like, kind of funny.
I know.
Even though it's, like, disturbing.
It is. It's like you almost feel bad for laughing, but you can't help it.
That's the brilliance of this video, though, right? Like, it plays with your expectations.
Totally. Yeah.
And your emotions. Like, you're horrified by the violence, but at the same time, you're, like, amused by how absurd it all is.
Yeah, the creator is definitely walking a very fine line.
Absolutely. And things don't really let up. So Papa Smurf, he's defeated. He's going back home, right?
Yeah.
Presumably to, like, face Toad.
Yeah.
Set things right.
Right.
I found myself, like, rooting for him. You right. know? Like, come on, Papa Smurf. Show him who's boss. But, well, things don't exactly go according to plan.
Yeah, they do not. He walks in, and what does he see?
Oh, God.
Smurfette and Toad
no.
on the couch.
No way.
Yeah, getting busy.
Oh, my God. Poor Papa Smurf.
I know. Like, the ultimate humiliation. Everything he cares about, his home, his Smurfette, it's all gone.
Wow. So what's his reaction?
It's heartbreaking. He just cries out, Smurfette, you're breaking my heart.
Oh, man.
It's like you're laughing, but you also kind of feel bad for him, you know?
Yeah, it's funny, but also, like, really sad.
It's the perfect mix of humor and, like, pathos.
Yeah. It's crazy how this video makes you feel all these things. Does it just end there?
Well, not quite. Just when you think it can't get any more messed up,
yeah.
It fades to black.
Okay.
And you see the letters, TBC.
To be continued.
To be continued. I honestly don't know whether to be, like, relieved or terrified. What about you?
I don't know. I mean, part of me wants to see what happens next. But then another part of me is like, maybe I've seen enough.
Yeah, I totally get that. I mean, it really is kind of like a car crash. You shouldn't look, but...
You can't help it.
You just can't help it.
Okay, so...
After all that, after diving into jokeythegeneral.txt, what are your thoughts? Man... It's definitely a challenging piece of work.
Yeah.
No doubt. It's like it forces you to confront all these uncomfortable emotions, to really think about these childhood icons.
Right, right.
Like it makes you question everything you thought you knew about humor, about what's offensive, the whole thing.
And that's where the value is, right? Like it's not just shocking for the sake of being shocking. It's
right.
art.
Right.
It makes you think. It stays with you even after it's over. Oh, what do you think this video says about like internet humor today and fan culture?
Well, to me, it says there's this real appetite for dot subversion, you know, like taking those things we all love and twisting them into something unexpected, maybe even disturbing.
Right.
Like it's a kind of rebellion.
Interesting.
Against the mainstream.
Yeah.
It's a way of reclaiming those childhood memories, but for adults.
Right, right. Because the internet gives you the platform, the tools.
Exactly.
To do whatever you want.
You can reimagine those characters and stories however you want, no matter how bizarre.
Or offensive.
Yes. So this has been a wild ride. Jokeythegeneral.txt.
It really has.
Lots of twists and turns. But I think we've raised some really interesting questions about humor, fan creations, and, you know, nostalgia.
Totally. Like, even in the most innocent things, there's this potential for darkness.
Yeah, always. And it's up to us as viewers to decide how we want to deal with that. It makes you wonder, you know, what other, like, innocent things out there are ready for that jokeythegeneral.txt treatment. Like, what other childhood memories are just waiting to be turned into something, you know, dark and creepy?
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, imagine, like, a twisted version of Care Bears.
Oh, God.
Or, like, My Little Coney. That'd be something else.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Don't give anyone any ideas.
Uh-huh.
But you're right. It's like people are fascinated with taking things that were, like, comforting when we were kids.
Yeah.
And turning them into something that, like, challenges us as adults.
It's like almost like therapy, but, you know, in a really messed up way.
We're, like, facing those childhood anxieties, those things that maybe scared us back then.
Right.
But now we can look at it with, like, adult humor.
Yeah.
And cynicism.
Yeah, exactly. It's like we're taking back those memories.
Right.
But on our own terms. Like, we're not afraid of the dark anymore. We can laugh at it. We can even try to understand it.
And that's what makes jokeythegeneral.txt so interesting, right?
Yeah.
It's not just a silly video. It's like, it's a reflection of us. Like, how our relationship with nostalgia has changed. Mm-hmm. With humor. With how stories are told.
That's a really good point. So, like, after all this, what's the one thing you want our listener to take away from this whole experience?
I hope it makes them, like, question everything.
Okay.
Don't just accept things at face value, you know?
Yeah.
Especially those things that seem, like, familiar.
Yeah.
Safe. Because there's always something more to the story. Always another layer.
Well said. And, hey, maybe this will even inspire someone out there to, like, create their own weird masterpiece.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Maybe we'll see, like, Teletubbies.exe or Barney the Dinosaur.
Oh.
Bloodbath popping up online.
Okay. I did not need those images in my head. But hey, that's the power of art, right? It makes us think. It makes us talk. It makes us feel, you know, maybe a little uncomfortable.
Right.
And isn't that what a good deep dive is all about?
Absolutely. So until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning things, and keep diving deep into, you know, the weird, wild world of the internet.